Video: Hundreds attend Back the Blue rally to honor fallen officers. By Amy Furr on September 12, 2021. A crowd gathered for the second annual Back the Blue rally in Canfield, Ohio, on Saturday to honor fallen law enforcement officers. This year they honored officers Brandon Stocker from Toledo, Scott Nelson Dolly from the Nelsonville Police Department, and Sergeant Jared Ulinski from the State Highway Patrol in Findlay, White reported. Ulinski's family was presented with a $2,000 donation, the outlet said, adding all of the funds raised by Back the Blue goes to family members of fallen police officers. During the event, Canfield Police Chief Chuck Colucci recalled the impact of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. That old adage of when something bad happens, it's the police or the fire that go to solve that problem and make it safe for everyone else. We go this way and we encourage everyone else to go that way, he stated. In a Facebook post on Sunday, the Back the Blue Ohio group said the event in Canfield was amazing and thanked volunteers and sponsors of the rally. Thank you to everyone for all of your support and generosity. We can't do this without you. The post read. According to its website, Back the Blue Ohio's mission was to honor officers and the families they left behind. Our objective and vision is not to just be another organization that donates a check and then disappears. We raise money for local families of police and keep their memory alive, the site read. To raise funds, the rally featured live entertainment, raffles, art auctions, concessions, t-shirts, and vendors. Special guests included officials from all over the county and the state, WFMJ reported. The outlet said hundreds of people attended the event. Meanwhile, a recent poll found 72% of voters opposed defunding the police as crime swept across the nation. 72% of voters also said they opposed defunding the police, and a slim 52% majority said they support the controversial practice of stop and frisk in urban areas to deter gun crime. 56% also say they oppose eliminating cash bail, the Harvard Caps Harris poll found.